hello, hello. Welcome to this episode of the Rogers Radio Podcast. I am your host, Alyssa Rogers, and as you can see, what do you see behind you? Have you been here before? Do you know where we are? We are at the World of Sports this week with Jay Burnett, owner of the World of Sports, and we are so excited. Are you excited?
Yeah, I am.
Yes, we are starting off in the movie theater. I know you've been here before. If you live in Halifax County and surrounding areas, I know you've been to a movie at the World of Sports, and I'm just so excited to talk to you today about kind of how this all got started, how long you've been doing this, and just getting to know you. And we're going to go around and you're going to see everything that the World of Sports has to offer. And I know it's evolved over time. And so let's get started.
So I guess the facility was built in the early 80s. Originally is indoor tennis courts, fitness center, skating rink, movie theater, and just I took over ownership on October the 1st, 1997.
Okay.
Seems like a long time ago in some respects, but really like yesterday in others.
Yeah.
So it's just since then, you know, we've evolved from bowling, movie theaters, skating rink, to in the fitness center to now laser tag, arcade, indoor electric go-karts, axe throwing, sports bar and grill, and our 20 lanes of bowling is kind of our, bowling in the movies have always been kind of our mainstay, but we've seen some things change over the years. So
cool. And so lots of transitions over the years into different things. How do you decide what you're going to add, what you're going to get rid of? How is that decided?
I think just being in the business for a while, you become a part of a couple of different trade associations,
yeah,
which I know when you're in your line of work, those that knowledge base is phenomenal, mm-hmm, and has been a huge impact for me. So going to a show like IAPA, Bowl Expo, and those things and seeing things over the years. So really for us, it's always, you know, somebody goes out of town, they see something, it's like, Jay, when are you going to do blank? And I was like, well, I saw that like 2 years ago. But
yeah,
really for us in our community, we really need to be in a spot where we measure three or four times and cut once.
Yeah.
Nothing is cheap. It is nothing to spend a couple hundred thousand dollars on an upgrade. So when you do,
yeah,
you really need to make sure that it's something that is that is going to fit the community, is going to fit, you know, our customer base, and we don't have the luxury of a large market where there would be a payoff in 2 to 3 years. So when we make large investments, it's usually something that you feel like is hopefully going to be able to pay off in 6 to 7.
Yeah.
So really in that realm, the payoff of 6 to 7 usually lasts in another 2 years, and then looking at, you know, revamping space and what other opportunities may lay. So.
Wow. I mean, that's a lot of having to always think ahead, always looking into the future. You know, what is your biggest motivator and how do you just keep on going and doing amazing things? Because that's takes a lot of focus.
Well, I have, my sons Tripp and Cameron were pretty good marketing tools,
yes,
you know, so I would, if there was something that, you know, I thought was pretty cool and they thought was cool, I felt like it would be something that would be, you know, would work because I felt like they were pretty typical and stuff.
Yeah.
So if it was exciting to them, it'd be exciting to others. If it was something that I was excited about, they get their hands on it and kind of try it and it's sort of ho-hum. I'm like, all right, let's rethink this. And, mm-hmm, so they've been, you know, that,
yeah,
has been a big help over the years.
Yeah.
And but now they're in their 20s and they still find this stuff pretty cool. So.
Yes, the cool dad. I mean, they can come play and have a great time all the time.
Yep.
So what has been your, you know, favorite thing that you've done here and what you're most proud of at the World of Sports?
Everything. You know, I think our go-karts have really taken off. Fun. Certainly seeing the kids and the families and the adults and the interaction and everything on that. I don't think it's really necessarily any one thing. You know, really converting the space. We took out 8 lanes a number of years ago and put in a laser tag arena and the arcade. So, and that is done, the arcade especially has done really well. And just, it's, I don't know, I think it's really more about the customer experience rather than the attraction itself.
Yeah.
So really our blend of things that they do. You know, I had I think probably one of our coolest things that we saw was like a couple of years ago, we had a grandmother that is actually one of our league bowlers, senior league bowlers on a Monday or on one of our Wednesday mornings. And she came to me on a Wednesday morning and she'd been here over the weekend. Her family had been in over town over a Christmas break. And she was like, Jay, I just want you to know, I dropped $275 here with you on Saturday and we had a blast.
Aww.
And I was like, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And she's like, no, seriously. I mean, it's just that opportunity for families to come together, spend time together, play together, make memories together. So that's really that's what drives us. So it isn't just the bowling, it isn't just the laser tag. It's really that culmination of things and the experiences that people can have together.
That's amazing. And we're in March now, which is wild to even think about. Going into our third month of the year, what are you most excited about for 2024?
Well, 2023 was a really good year for us.
Yeah.
And, you know, certainly huge thanks to our community for coming and supporting us. I feel like when we do well, it expands on itself.
Yes.
When we're there ebbs and flows to things. But as far as 2024, looking forward to things, I think it's going to be a better year for movies.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Kung Fu Panda coming out
next
week.
That's so exciting.
And so we're really looking forward to that. So March and April look like pretty good months for that, and it looks like a pretty good lineup for this coming summer and going into for the rest of the year. So really looking forward to the movies kind of increasing because we've had sort of a lull for about 2 years with that. Some more exciting things, just kind of in bowling, additional lighting and some stuff there, and probably changing out a couple of arcade games to just add a fresher look and everything for that. So,
and you offer so much here that some people may not even realize that you do, because we were talking before and we did a little walkthrough, and I mean, you have a dance academy that's here during the week. You have axe throwing, all the things. So let's talk about the different things that you offer. And I've been here for a few birthday parties. Great place for birthday parties. So let's talk about it a little bit.
Okay, yeah, so 20 lanes of bowling, a 2-level laser tag system with Laser Force, who's the leader in the industry with that, about 30 games in our arcade, 2 movie theaters, 256 seats here in Cinema 1, 185 in Cinema 2, 12 go-karts, 6 race while 6 charge. They're electric go-karts. We have a spin zone, which was our most recently added attraction. So there, it's like a spin zone bumper car type thing.
Really?
So it's an opportunity for the younger kids that are too small to be able to do go-karts can do that. So it's been a real good add-on for our birthday parties. Axe throwing, 6 lanes of axe throwing has been a big hit, especially on the weekends. Just that opportunity for, you know, that smaller group to be able to do something together. I mean, I think that's probably, everyone hates the COVID word, but I mean, I think our industry, as well as, you know, just about anything else, had to make some adjustments. And you know, that smaller group, that group of friends, that smaller group of family, and that the family and their friends being able to do something together, I think is, I think as an industry and as a business, kind of where we really need to be kind of trying to put some focus.
Yeah.
Likewise, talk about birthday parties, big part of our business. Certainly, probably the funnest aspect. I mean,
you see a
kid that just comes in, he's lit up, it's his birthday, it's her birthday. All their friends are making their day about them. Mom, a little stressed out, but it's our job to make it a really easy thing for a mom to do and a dad to do, to
for
be able to just say, hey, look, you know, making the day about, you know, their son or daughter, And I mean, that's what makes it special.
Yeah. So. And I just feel it. I mean, 1997, you've been at this for a while. And it is a huge accomplishment to have been in business for this long. I look up to you because running a business is not easy. And you have a lot of moving pieces and parts every day that you have to deal with and different challenges along the way. How do you handle situations and how would you describe yourself as a leader?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I really look at myself as a leader as much as a coach.
Okay.
Really for us, you know, it's not just, you know, it's a lot of work in our team. I probably put more energy into, you know, our team, our management team, and moving the bar through that group of people and through the organization. So that's first and foremost, you know, number one. And with that is, you know, we need, you know, has been improvements in how we train, how mm-hmm. we onboard, how we hire. We do a personality test. So we're cool. really able to delve into those personalities that are most suited for our industry. I mean, you got really good people, but maybe they're just not really yeah. suited to, you know, for what we do. So it's no knock. It's just, you yes. know, putting aces in spaces. And then really from there over the years, just really realizing that, you know, we have some other key players and it's not just our, you know, it's our team. It's also our lender. You know, American National Bank has been really good to work with over the yep. years. Our insurance companies, our customers, you know, so all of those pieces have to work together. And really, you know, whenever we have another outside vendor or somebody, it's kind of a welcome to a family, you know. So, you know, you're just not somebody I'm stroking a check to. It's you're a partner in our business, help us improve, helping us provide a better service to our customers. It's a lot that goes into it, but I think it's the things that kind of happen behind the scenes that people really don't see, and whether you would consider it a successful business, an unsuccessful business or not, just that's the piece. And then probably over the years of just, you know, the importance of trade organizations. You know, I'm a member of Bowling Proprietors Association mm-hmm. of America, have been so for 20-something years. And then what we've able to learn, you know, through them at the trade shows, at those expos, serving on boards and service. Because, you know, I mean, if you give of yourself, you're yeah. usually going to end up getting that back 10, so 20 true. Times over. So
true. And we're really goal-oriented, and you have to be. And so what's your goal for the next 3 years? What's your three-year goal?
Well, paying down debt.
It's always a
good one. Yeah. It's a good one. But, you know, really it's just looking ahead at those next kind of opportunities, you yeah. know, that next thing to feel like is going to be the exciting thing. Because, I mean, ultimately for me, it's I want to do a better job of serving, you know, the customers, not only in our community, but in the surrounding areas. And then really for our business to be more of a regional mm-hmm. regional attraction. So mm-hmm. it's the place that somebody would be an hour and a half away and is going to take a trip with their family, their church group, you mm-hmm. know, their business, coming here and being a part of what we have to offer. So.
Oh man, I feel so honored to sit here with you today, and I look up to you so much, and I just really appreciate you taking the time to talk with our listeners about this, because it's so important to know what goes on behind the scenes and for them to get to know the person behind the scenes, and I just appreciate it so much.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, and yeah. thank you for everything you do. You've
yeah.
been very involved in our community. It's making it better, and it makes a difference. So.
Thank you, and as have you. And what we're going to do, you guys, are you excited? We're going to walk around and see everything that we're talking about here and get a behind the scenes look. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this?
Sure thing.
Let's go. And you will see we have made our way to the bowling alley here at the World of Sports. And you see, there's a lot of action going on right now. We're here on a Wednesday afternoon and it's packed. Tell yeah. us what's going on.
Yeah, so this is our Wednesday morning league, the Golden Seniors, probably our largest league. They've been involved with us for a number of years. So we have League bowling is a big part of our business. We have leagues Monday through Saturday, some evenings, some mornings, and some combination of the two. But it's a big part of the business. The people really enjoy it. And
different?
If you want to join the league,
yeah,
come on,
how do you
come
do
on
it?
Over here. So it's really just a matter of signing up. It's usually seasonally, so most of our leagues start in September, usually end in April. We do have a couple of summer leagues, so but just about every night we do have a couple of lanes available for open bowling.
Yeah.
So just call ahead. Monday night's a really busy night, Tuesday lane availability, Wednesday lane availability, but Thursday night's packed. So whenever, if you have a question about wanting to come over, do some open bowling, just call ahead of time. We'll let you know what that kind of lane availability looks like.
So. Y'all think I can get a strike? You think I can get a strike?
I think you could.
I could?
I've seen you bowl before. You'll be all
right. Let's move on to something else. Let's
all right,
go.
Looks pretty good. Yeah!
Jay, I'm so excited because
Me
someone
too.
Just bowled a 300.
Yeah. So literally just a minute ago, we had a person bowl their first 300, which is awesome.
Amazing.
And,
what happened?
And with that, so here, and he will get a special pin, a 300 pin, and these are the folks that have had a 300 game so far this year. Some of the guys have had more than one. Thomas Smith, Bobby Clay, David Daniel, Donald Ford, Colin Ballou, Bobby German, Daniel Witt, and now we have one more. So it's pretty cool. So scores are up here at the World of Sport.
That's so cool. That's so exciting. Guys, we got it on camera. Did you see that? That's so cool. All right, we have made our way to the arcade. Tell us all about this. And you said you're going to add some stuff, and let's talk.
Yeah, so it's just, it's like everything. It's, you know, available space and trying to optimize, you know, our offering in that space. So, we've got a couple of games that have just been here for a bit that we're probably going to rotate out, get something new. Looks a little bit more exciting when they're all turned on, but
it's a fun spot.
But it's really fun to see this game in particular, the fantastic prize. You know, the kids that win that and walk away with a huge stuffed animal and everything. It's not the kind of thing they could just go to Walmart or whatever and buy, so it's usually exciting.
What do you have to do to win that big stuffed animal?
Well, it's called Cut to Win, so there's a basically a scissor that comes down and you have to time it perfectly to be able to cut the string and then win the prize. And then the thing will open, it'll go going crazy and everything. So it's pretty fun. So.
Really, really fun stuff in the arcade. You need to check it out. There's really, really cool games here and some great prizes you can win.
I think that's the key for us. It's like you go anywhere with an arcade, but really the redemption counter, I look at that as, you know, the typical experience here for a family is kids are going to be doing something, they're participating in an activity, they're going to have some fun in the arcade, they're going to win some points, and they want to get a prize. So really, one of the most important places in our building is the staff that is working that counter. That's our last opportunity to make a great impression.
Yes.
And everything. So if they've had a fun day and having a really friendly young person working that counter, taking care of the kids, thanking them for their visit and everything, that's just a huge part of what we do in our business.
Yes, absolutely. And it comes on a card. So you can reload the card and everything.
Reload the card. Actually, you can be able to register your card, your name, and if there's ever time you lost your card because it's registered, we could be able to reload the value that was on that card as well as the number of tickets. So every card, you swipe a card, it takes $1 off or $2 off, depending upon the game. If you win 5,000 tickets, it adds the tickets to the card, so it keeps up with that automatically.
Oh, that's awesome to know, because we have a lot of those cards. I need to bring them in and just
you can
combine
put them all in one and then register it, and if anything ever happened, you'd be able to call, check online, to be able to say, hey, look, what's the value on the card? How many points do I have? So we have some people that really save a lot of points for some bigger prizes and stuff. The kids love everything, but we'll have like a girls' rule neon sign or a man cave thing. Yeah. The boys just love that stuff.
So awesome. Let's go on to the next.
All right.
All right. We are at one of the newer attractions, about a year and a half, you say, axe throwing. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so it's been a really good addition to what we do. Certainly, it's JB's Axe and Tap House, so it has been a good addition to our food and beverage program. Six lanes of axe throwing typically can accommodate 4 to 5 people per lane. And really our system is pretty unique. We go through a company called Excitement, which has been in the industry for a while. A lot of places just have like the vertical boards. It just makes it really difficult for things to stick. It becomes pretty frustrating. And the two, they would usually have like two lanes in one. So we have six individual lanes, really from a safety standpoint. You can kind of see the throwing into ingrained targets. It's a little bit easier to stick. Our targets are, we don't have one now, but they're projected. So what they do is you have like a traditional kind of target. Then likewise that, the high point ears will move around so we're not just wearing out one spot on the thing. A number of different games, tic-tac-toe, other things. So it's really cool. And the other thing is the safety aspect to it. Being able to stick it a little bit easier, you don't have to throw it as hard. And then likewise, we have some barriers around the side, so if you miss the target, it just kind of bounces and drops straight down. So one of the key issues, we want to come here and have fun. We don't want to come leave having a hatchet through your head or cutting off a toe.
So absolutely not.
Big things is like you can have fun. You can drink while you're doing it. You can't be drunk. You can't be intoxicated. There are some age and height age restrictions, and you got to wear closed-toed shoes. So don't come in, especially summertime. Yep. Don't come in wearing sandals and stuff. But we have bowling shoes next door. You can always rent those and be able to use it then. So it's been a really good addition. We've really enjoyed it. It's been a lot of fun. Another thing for not only, for the adults, but like some of the smaller company parties, smaller groups coming in, doing some stuff on the weekends during that. It's really fun to start off, kick off a Friday, starting off a weekend, 4 o'clock with a group coming in, having some food and beverage, throwing some axes, doing some team building. So it's a really good addition for us for that.
And we didn't talk about that because you also offer company events and can structure it however they want.
Yeah, so we've had a number of companies locally that have business in the past. Yep. So Dollar General has always been a big supporter. Mm-hmm. We're currently working with Hitachi on a couple of things. Genesis Products is going to be hosting an event here in the next month and a half or so. I think probably 250, maybe 300 employees and family members and stuff for that. So, yeah, we've had events that have probably had as many as 1,000. But, also we've had events. Y'all have come and, 20, 25 people eating, having fun, just having a good time and get together and that team building aspect. We feel like we'd like to see more of it.
Yeah.
The people that come and have fun with their families, everything else, it really makes them feel appreciated. And it's really a good time for, the leaders and organizations to be able to, shake hands, meet family, do some things that's just kind of outside, that I don't think you're going to get. It's just like a company picnic.
Right.
Being able to, race go-karts, throw axes, go bowling, the kids come see a movie, do things, and play in the arcade, play laser tag. It's just... feel like we can offer a pretty unique experience and everything, and it's one of our highlights of the year.
I love it. Get your business into this and talk to Jay. He can hook you up with a great experience. We've done it. It's so fun. This is just so fun. Have you had great times at JB's like I have? Let's talk about the fun place here.
Yeah, it's JB's Axe and Tap House. We've kind of gone through a couple of themes over the number of years. Start off with Spare Times, then JB's, then JB's Axe and Tap House. So it's the Tap House. Obviously, we have I think the largest selection of craft brews in the area. Pretty good mix of some of our domestics, beers in Virginia, North Carolina, and. My favorite, Zombie Dust, is a really good, IPA. So seeing some things change with that, certainly with ciders has really come along. We have some of the Virginia and North Carolina cideries, and so just a pretty good mix of things there. And our food, love our wings, probably eat them at least twice a week. I need to slow down a little bit and lose a few pounds. But then we have some folks who come in just for our cauliflower crust pizza.
Yes.
It's gluten-free. It's really good. And a number of items. I'm a big fan of the buffalo cauliflower bites and our pretzel. Really good. Just some things that, I feel like for us, it's, are there some better restaurants? Maybe. But for us, I want to be a really good food and beverage option in in our market, but then likewise, if anybody was traveling through the area and think that, wow, they've got some really good food and beverage for a bowling center. So that's kind of our piece of the mix. We have people that just come and dine with us, but it's really fun to see a mom and dad come in with some kids and, you know, getting a game card, them excited about, you know, go play in the arcade. And that's kind of one of my things. So if I'm eating with my wife in here and we see a family that comes in, I'm usually kind of sneaking a couple of game cards, give it to mom and be like, hey, look, hey guys, hey, look, just as long as you eat everything on your plate, you're well behaved and everything, mom's in charge of this. You know, so it's,
so nice.
you know how it is having young kids that are running everywhere and, you know, anything you can kind of do to make that a little bit less stressful on mom and dad.
It's, I love it.
It's kind of good. But the kids get a big kick out of it, and so do I.
So. So cool. So cool. Such a great place. You got to check it out, but I'm sure you already have. And the newest attraction here at the World of Sports, tell us about this.
So this is our spin zone. It's basically indoor kind of bumper carts. Not really carts. It's a pretty easy. They're a lot of fun. It's really a product of the go-karts, which have done really well for us over the years and stuff. But it's always been kind of sad to see the kid that was too small, too young to be able to get on the go-karts.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's kind of one of the, you know, after somebody that's bowling had a fun time, come over here, and, you know, for a kid not to be able to do what he wanted, kind of leave him with a sort of a sad look on his face and everything. This has been a really good addition. So the young person that couldn't do that can do this. And likewise, moms, dads, anyone can participate on that as well.
So cool.
So it's been fun. So it's it looks kind of dead right now, but when the kids get going on this and the screams and the laughs and stuff, it's pretty cool. So.
Awesome. I love it. And now we have my favorite, the go-karts. Oh my gosh, it's so fun. Tell us about it.
Okay, so we added this about 5 years ago. Went with a company called Amusement Products out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. They're probably only about 3, maybe 4 players globally in this realm for the indoor electric. And felt like Amusement Products was our best fit. So that cart, when it comes, you know, on fracture settings right off the thing, will end up running like 50 miles an hour. So obviously we have it kind of governed down. So one of the things with electric system is we're able to govern with 3 different speeds. So we have, you know, rookie racing, teens, and then competition racing. So you're able to govern things with 3 different speeds and, you know, for depending upon your age and height restrictions and stuff. So it's a good time. You know, I think our top speed is probably 35 miles an hour, which going down that straightaway is pretty fast, but it's a workout.
That is so cool.
It's a lot of fun. So we have 6 carts racing while 6 are charging, and we can usually get about 6 races, maybe 7 per hour. It's just been a great addition to what we've been able to utilize in the space. So.
Yeah, we did a company event here, and we had a big challenge on these carts here and had some crashes. I shouldn't tell you about
it. Yeah, so we'll do some corporate events, and we'll have like a Shockwave Cup. You know, for yours would be like the Rogers Cup.
Yep.
And I will say, historically on those, the percentage of females winning those cups is more than 50%. I'd probably say 80% female.
Not that
whether it be just, you know, girl power and a little bit more aggressive driving and everything, but it's been fun. And really for the laser tag and stuff as well, it's like whenever we have some of the competitions, you know, it's the adults that are playing, you'd think like this guy is going to be the one that's going to be just rocking everybody, but you see this little meek lady and everything comes in. I was like, who was Camzilla on this thing? She was like, that was me. I was like, you killed it in there. You know, so it's pretty fun. So
yes, let's go. I love racing. You guys know that. I'll beat Kenny on this. How cool is this? Laser tag. This is an awesome spot.
Yeah, so we when we took out 8 lanes of bowling and put in the arcade, we did the laser tag as well. 2-level system. We can have 20 people participating at a time. We partnered with Laser Force for the laser tag system and Creative Works for the arena itself. And it was pretty cool. The person that came for the arena, we kind of had a pre-sort of ordered kind of theme, and the guy was kind of asking me about it. He's like, yeah, so you're going to be doing the, you know, combat theme. I was like, well, that's kind of what I decided on. That's why they told me what I really wanted was more like a back alley, abandoned warehouse, kind of Gotham sort of feel. And his eyes just kind of exploded, and I was like, dude, you all right? He's like, dude, I love Batman. Yeah. So he was able to, he said, look, just go take some pictures around town. So one of the things about Arena is we have the town offices of South Boston.
What?
The old Fry Jordan Wilson building, the C.H. Friend Elementary, some stuff over at the Prizer. So we're really able, in Arena, able to encompass some of the things in our community and everything in the arena.
So
The guy that also that you no one really ever noticed it and everything, but there's a Batman and Robin climbing up one of the buildings over here. So and he was able to sign it. So he was a really good guy. So it's kind of cool to, you know, the different people you partner with in an industry really able to customize things and make things sort of personal for you and your community. So cool.
We cannot come to the world of sports and not do something in front of the iconic statue that we are standing at. Tell us a little bit about the statue.
So it was sculpted by Bob Cage a number of years ago, a local artist, really good guy. I'm not sure how many people now really knew him, but he was so funny, so talented, amazing auctioneer. He was a world champion tobacco auctioneer, and obviously a great artist as well. And over the years, it's always been cool to see the pictures on Facebook of everything. It's like seems like pretty much
everyone.
Family experience, somebody has got a kid and a family picture and everything right here. So it's been quite iconic for us. Young kid asked me years ago, he's like, what is that? And I was like, well, it was a dinosaur egg. So so they get a big kick out of it. And it's, you know, it kind of speaks to, you know, those pictures and those memories that are here. It's all about, you know, not only the facility, but, you know, our customers, our team. You just have an amazing management team now. Gary, our general manager. Ben is a rock star, Tracy, LaWanda, and Tammy just joined our team not long ago, and it's, you know, they make it happen, and then it's that second level of folks underneath them, you know, the 20-something that's been with us since they were like 15 years old,
so
it's really cool to see, I'm not really looking at it as an employer-employee relationship, it really is family, because if they ever leave and doing something further in their career, anything I can do to help them, it's just they've given so much of themselves to me, anything I can do to help them is really where it's at. But it's really cool to think that, you know, you have the person that starts off as a birthday party host is here, and 6 years later they're still here working, managing birthday parties like a Michaela, and they bring it. I mean, you know, it's you know, a Friday, Saturday, Sunday is a busy time for us, and turn around and come back handling, you know, we've got league business and everything that happens during the week, and just some really good folks, and really feel like over the years we're kind of in a spot now where, you know, I'd like to think that it isn't just a place of work, it's a place you can make a career, we're moving in that direction. So,
man, what an experience, an awesome customer experience, an awesome team you have here. And that is because they have an awesome coach.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. But they may disagree, but I certainly appreciate them. I appreciate our community for supporting us all these years. And just look forward to continuing in the future.
Yes, and we look up to you so much. I have really enjoyed getting to see all that you have to offer and learn more about you. And I look up to you so much. And I just thank you for spending so much time with us today and showing us everything. And I hope you enjoyed this as much as we did, because it has been an amazing day getting to know Jay even better and getting to see what the world of sports is all about. You need to come. You need to experience all of this, because we are so lucky to have this in our community. So take advantage of it. This is so cool. And thank you for listening to this episode of the Rogers Radio Podcast. We will talk to you next week. And, you know, don't forget to like, subscribe, and keep following us so we can bring you this content. Bye.